Welcome in to the latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Mike Bratton. I go by SEC Mike on Twitter. And I'm joined, as always, by my cousin Shane, who goes by Big Orange Boss on Twitter. What are you up to, you big Tennessee homer?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, man, Shane, live on video. I hope I don't have to edit this because I'm seeing you for the first time, brother.
Oh, Mike, you have to see it to believe it. I don't know what to do because I got my computer set. Usually when I'm doing these podcasts, I just like stare at a spot. It's not like I'm looking at anything in particular. I'm just kind of listening to the conversation as if you're in the room.
Right.
So, yeah, you're going to have to do some editing because there may be times I just drift off away from the camera here. But we'll see how it plays out. But, I told you, next chapter's coming. Got everything set up. I hope it turns out well.
You're like Ricky Bobby. You don't know what to do with your hands right now, do you?
You can't see it, but my hands just went up.
Well, hey, this is a perfect time. If you ain't already subscribed to the YouTube channel, we just passed 7,000 subscribers. Cannot thank all the support everyone's given us. Now we got the Tennessee Homer on the line here doing the show. And, man, what a time to be alive. What a time, Shane, to be an Alabama fan. Did you see the news? Bryant Denny, they're going to allow beer and wine to be sold in the stadium.
What?
That was just announced, and I guess it's true, Shane. One rebuilding year has caused the Crimson Tide fans to turn to alcohol.
Mike, that is just for the visitors, buddy. That's one of those, why I'm here, I get the shirt kind of thing. So at least while you're getting your ass beat, you can at least drink in peace, you know? So I think this is great. There was a similar thing I saw, and I don't know. You may want to fact check. I'm just kind of throwing. I don't even know if it's a verified account or anything, but they were saying something along the lines at Mississippi State. They're going to have a section that is going to do this as well, so you can bring your own coolers in.
Right.
Bring beer. Is it? Have you heard the same thing?
Yeah. So that is official. This is first time they're constructing this section right now. It's in the upper deck. And I believe there's no seating. It's just going to be kind of like I should say no seats. You know, as you're thinking like an actual assigned seat. It's just a section area, and like you said, you can bring your cooler into the Davis Wade Stadium, have you a good old time, and you know, it's experimental, but this is what you got to do, man. You got to make it more of a fun party atmosphere. You don't want to have to pay $1 million for all this booze you got up there in the upper deck. And I cannot wait to see what them cowbell crazies do up on the upper deck this year. You know what?
Absolutely. I mean, it costs enough already to go to these games, to park at these games, to see the games, to eat at the games. It is a big ticket item. And, you know, one of the things that drove me nuts, like the last game we went to at the Ole Miss, it's like, you don't want to fight all those people to get over there and get some more beer. And then when you do, you're getting like two or three of them, so you don't have to go back. And it'd be kind of nice to have your own setup. It kind of reminds me of NASCAR back in the day, you know. That was a cool feature, is just going, you know, if you may be a NASCAR fan, may not. But I will tell you, if you come in there with a six-pack of beer, buddy, I'll tell you what, that's a good start, and you'll enjoy NASCAR real quick. So I think this is a great move, and it's been a long time coming, in my opinion.
Yeah, I got to be 100% honest with you, Shane, not a NASCAR fan, but I went with you and the boys one time. We took a cooler there, and I was a fan in a heartbeat because I was about 10 beers deep. I didn't know what was going on. You know what?
I'll tell you this, man, real quick. So I didn't watch a lot of NASCAR, but one year we got in it pretty bad, and we went up for those Busch Series back in the day, and we watched a race, and I said, man, let's come to the big boys tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we come up, we watched the race. Man, we're hooked. We're in Martinsville the following week. Somebody says, well, why stop now? Talladega's just right down the road. Let's go to Talladega. One of the worst trips I've ever been on my life. And the last time I ever ate a Ruby Tuesdays, I'll tell you that, man. That thing scarred me. I don't want to see a porta potty again. I think I hit about 50 of them while I was down there. And that's good for you little skinny folks. But, man, big guy like me, you were touching every square inch of that place.
Hey, Shay, before we get to the show topic, I don't know how to transition from that, but from one BS to another, you see this from Akili Smith, former Oregon quarterback. I believe he was like the second overall pick back in the day to the Cincinnati Bengals. Here's what he recently tweeted out on Wednesday, Shane. It's being reported Malachi Nelson, the five-star quarterback out of Southern California, he has been offered $15 million
Jeez.
From Texas A&M, and then he says, hashtag wow, hashtag salute, hashtag Nike. Do you know the one thing that's incredibly wrong with this here tweet, Shane?
What's, he doesn't go there?
Well, no. A&M is an Adidas school, so what in the hell is this guy talking about? He's saying Nike's offered him all this money. So how in the hell would a Nike pay for a guy to flip to an Adidas school? I mean, this is illogical. This guy did no research here.
Oh, no research, but he saw a lot of zeros, Mike. You know, that'd excite me if I was putting out a tweet, too.
All right, buddy. So, hey, this is what I had for this show on this episode. I got into a little back and forth with some fans about Georgia's main rival. And I'm thinking, we're recording this, Shane. This is August 17th.
Yeah.
I'm saying as of this moment, we know that Georgia and Auburn, they've played, you know, the Deep South's oldest rivalry. Mm-hmm. We know Tennessee and Florida have had some epic battles in the 90s. Arguably the best rivalry in the SEC. I'm not talking about history. I'm talking about right now, biggest rival for each SEC team. How's that sound?
Dude, this is great because, I don't know if you caught Sam Pittman talking about the pods yesterday.
Right.
But, you know, that's the looming question. We don't know exactly how this new division thing is going to play out. Pods is one of those things that keeps coming up. So, you know, when you think rivalry, it's funny because people got different opinions. You throw one out and the other school will shoot it down immediately and say, that's not a rivalry,
right?
You know? So I think this is a great topic, Mike, because I have my opinion who I think the 14 rivalries are, and right. I'd like to see them against yours.
Yeah, so absolutely. Feel free to disagree with every one of my – I know every comment is going to disagree with us, so I'm already looking forward to the backlash, Shane, but – let's just go in alphabetical order because that's how I got it listed out here. But let's start with Alabama, Shayna.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Auburn, a lot of people would think. But again, I'm not saying for 100 years of football. I'm saying right this moment, who is your biggest rival if you're an Alabama fan? And I think people are going to disagree, but they're wrong. Their biggest rival, in my opinion, is Kirby Smart and them Georgia Bulldogs. They faced each other twice last season, obviously split. Alabama won the SEC championship. Georgia won the national championship.
Yeah.
These are the two parallels. These are the two juggernauts right now in the SEC with the rest of the conference doing what they can to catch up to these two. Alabama, Georgia, that's my answer. What's your answer?
Well, that's a loaded answer, Mike, because, I mean, obviously you think Auburn. That's the first thing you think of, in my opinion, the Iron Bowl, just because in years past it's still close. I mean, there's been games that Auburn has won that they shouldn't have, and there was games that Alabama has gotten and shouldn't have because you think about last year. So it's hard for me to pull away from that Iron Bowl, Mike, because I see what you're saying. I think the Florida, I mean, or the Georgia Alabama aspect, you know, I mean, because that's what it usually boils down to here the last few seasons. But, you know, if that's the case, do you put Texas A&M in that realm? I mean, this is a team that we've got another little storyline going on with the coaches and I don't know, you know, so I would say I see where you're coming from. But this game is just too far. It's too hard for me to pull away from. So I'm going to keep Auburn, man. I got to, Mike.
Okay. I got you. Now, how about this one? Arkansas. I had trouble with this one, Shane. There could be a number of answers. But I'm going to say Ole Miss. Maybe A&M. That was probably a close second, in my opinion. You could flip-flop all those. But, man, these Arkansas fans, they hate them, some Ole Miss right now. They obviously lost to the Rebels last year by 1 point, came down to the final play. There was a backstory of Arkansas trying to hire Lane Kiffin. He thought he had a better situation at Ole Miss. You know, there's a lot of good options for Arkansas. Hell, you could even throw Texas in there. But I'm saying right this moment, I'll say Ole Miss. What about you?
Are you going to, man, 2 for 2, Mike. I'm going to have to disagree with you here. I'm going to have to say Missouri.
Oh, and the reason, no.
I know. It's not pretty. It's not sexy. It's not selling a lot of tickets right now.
Uh-huh.
But the fact of the matter is, any tweet that comes out from Arkansas has usually got 100 Mizzou's, you know, coming after it. And every time Eli sends something out, we've got 100 Arkansas fans saying, you know, it's just, there's a hate, a disdain for these programs right now. And I think when I think rivalry, that's what I think of. Yeah. Somebody you just hate to, you hate them. You just want to beat them so bad because you want to talk shit for a whole year. That's what I think about when I think of rivalry. So I'm going to go with that. And you know, you got to remember who's the assistant coach, who's the offensive coordinator down there in Arkansas, you know? Oh, the ex head coach for Mizzou. So it's like there's a lot of hate going. I'm sorry, I said OC. I meant DC, defensive coordinator. My bad.
Yeah.
Sorry, beer's talking.
We know what you meant.
Mike usually edits his parts out, but now that we're in video, you got me. All right. But anyway, I that's my rivalry right now.
Well, I cannot wait for them Razorbacks to flood our mentions of disagreeing. But yeah, I think that's one you can make a case for a number of teams for the Razorbacks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Auburn, Shane, hey, I'm not trying to flip-flop here, but I agree with your Iron Bowl take where, you know, they're everything they're doing. Obviously, they're not on Alabama's level because damn near nobody's at Alabama's level. But I have to believe Brian Harsin and everything with that program, they're you know, trying to keep pace with Alabama. They're trying to get to that level, and we saw it last season, Jordan-Hare Stadium. I know that game got away from you, but if it wasn't a rivalry, it wouldn't even have been a ball game, Shane. But that's how much disdain and hate that fan base, that team has for the Alabama Crimson Tide, and it helped them tremendously, almost let them win, pull the massive, massive upset. So I think for Auburn, it's an easy answer, Alabama.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it there, too. These are two programs that hate each other. I mean, they make movies off this shit. This is these two programs absolutely despise each other. Families have been split.
Yep.
There is no house divided. You know, that's you it's funny. You drive down the road and you see a tag and it's Tennessee, Florida, it's house divided, it's cute, whatever. Kentucky, South Carolina, house divided, whatever. But you never see an Alabama Auburn house divided. I've never seen it in my life. And if I did, I would probably wreck because I couldn't believe it. You know what I'm saying?
Now, how about this one, Shane? Again, a lot of different answers you could go with for the Florida Gators. But I think I'm going to throw you a curveball, Shane, because they don't even play that often. They don't play this year unless they meet in a bowl game. I'm going to say the main rival for the Florida Gators right now, the Miami Hurricanes, Shane.
What?
Mario Cristobal, Billy Napier going head-to-head. So much momentum there with – we've talked about this before, Shane. College football is a game of momentum. And right now those two programs are jockeying for who's going to have the best year one, who's going to be best on the recruiting trail. They're going head-to-head for a number of recruits. – Miami's won some. Florida's winning a lot more at the current time. I think that this is a heated, heated rivalry. I wish they played more often. But I think right now the big rival for the Florida Gators is Miami Hurricanes.
Man, what are you drinking over? I wish we were streaming this thing so I could see just how drunk you are, Mike. Because these teams don't even play each other. They played each other once. I get where you're coming from, the recruiting aspect of it. I could even understand Florida State, but Miami? You sure you don't want to rethink? We can edit this out, Mike. I mean,
well, who you got for the Gators? Try to convince
Florida,
me.
Tennessee, man. It's easily Tennessee. Mm. And the reason that it's the Tennessee Volunteers is because they have had them under their thumb for many, many years, Mike. And it's not by a lot. It's not by a little. It's just enough every single time. And I think here we got a program with the Tennessee Volunteers that thinks this is their year. This is our opportunity to beat the Florida Gators. but there is like 18 years of not beating the Florida Gators. So they like that. They love seeing us try to swim in the deep end. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm going to stick with the Tennessee Volunteers, because we think as a Tennessee homer that this is our year. This is our opportunity. This is to swing back to the winning streak and get on the right side of the scoreboard. But Florida Gators, they don't respect us at all, and they know they have they're going in there, and why not, Mike? I mean, you're even afraid to gamble on them. You know what I'm saying? It's like you don't want to bet on Tennessee because you've seen it so many times. So I think that's what this is, and that's what I when I think rivalry, I just think of hatred, and these two programs absolutely hate each other.
Shane, now that we got you on camera, I'm going to try to work something up that every time you have a homer take, and it's going to be Homer Cam, because that was a homer take. I don't even think Florida fans, I don't think they give
I'm sorry. I wish you could see, man, but I put my koozie, my big orange Tennessee SEC podcast koozie up in the camera. That's what I'll do.
I don't think Florida fans give two thoughts to Tennessee right now. That's just my take.
So okay, so not a rivalry at all. You would think Miami over Tennessee.
I think they hate Miami and what they're doing right now. I'm just seeing the interactions online. A lot of this is what is being based on the back and forth I'm seeing online.
Maybe not a rivalry list. Maybe it's just a hate list. You know, a hit list. I like it. We can go with it.
So Georgia, hey, we already covered it. And that's the thing. I think everybody and their mother, this was the exchange we got it. Georgia fans saying Florida's their big rival. We just talked about the Florida Gators. We didn't even mentioned the Georgia Bulldogs. And it's because these two teams are just on completely different planes right now. I don't think anyone, not even Billy Napier, if he's being honest, is expecting to beat the Georgia Bulldogs this year. So for Georgia, again, you're chasing SEC national champions, the only one standing in your way to do it in the entire country potentially is Alabama. So I think I think Alabama is Georgia's biggest rival right now.
I think you're right, man. I wish it were a team in the East, you know, a Tennessee, a Kentucky, a Florida, South Carolina, but it's just not. And, you know, their permanent rivalry is, I mean, you got Auburn, you know, I mean, that used to be a fun game, but it's not been lately. So yeah, I think it's Alabama. I think it's the Crimson Tide. That's who they've got a bullseye on. They're already thinking SEC championship, Mike.
Right.
They're thinking, you know, they're thinking another national championship repeat. So they're not thinking about anybody else but Alabama.
Now, how about Kentucky, Shane? Biggest rival right now, John Calipari. No, I'm kidding. I mean, Mark Stoops calling everybody out. I mean, we could say South Carolina. We could say Florida. That is a heated, heated game. But I think you're going to be on the same page with me, Shane. I think Kentucky's biggest rival right now, Tennessee Vols. How about, what do you think?
I think you nailed it, Mike. I think that's who they've got. It's not Louisville. It's not Calipari. It's not Florida. I mean, they're up there. They hate them. Yeah. You know, Kentucky hates a lot of teams, but they just hate Tennessee the most. And
they hate that's it. What they I, hate me.
No, of course. it surprises me when we get a new Kentucky follower. I'm trying to figure out their game, you know. Are they trying to I will tell you another funny thing. We sent out a tweet today. There's this sorority thing floating around where they're like competing and whatever. And this video goes out and it's back and forth people saying, okay, look at how many basketball jerseys are out there. There is not one football jersey. So this is a basketball school. And it was Tennessee. It was Kentucky fans. Even Kentucky hates Kentucky. You know what I'm saying? So, it's a great rivalry too. Is the Kentucky Tennessee matchup?
Yeah. All right. How about LSU, Shane? Again, you could pick a number of teams. I think when LSU's great, Alabama's an easy answer.
Yes.
But again, that is not the question. It's right now, August 17th, I believe it is. I'm going biggest rival for LSU, Texas A&M. What do you think?
Yeah, I could see that. You know, that this thing after the whole AD, you know, that it meant more. But It's tough for me not to. I mean, that LSU Florida game. How many times have I said it? It's just such a fun game to watch.
Yep.
They, you know, a few years back, they changed their they made it a homecoming, man. Florida right. made it a homecoming when LSU was coming to town. I think of all those games that ended on the last series. It's tough for me to pull away from that.
Yeah.
But there have been other flare-ups, man. There's been the Arkansas. There's been the Ole Miss. There's been the Texas A&M, like you said. So, I don't know. LSU's kind of floating for me, and I could be convinced on several teams. I think that changes at the end of the season. I think when Kelly sneaks up and bites one of these teams in the ass, I think, you know, we change our rivalry look because it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe something in that game or something in that moment makes it bigger next year. So I'm kind of on a wait-and-see approach, but I can be convinced of Texas A&M.
Well, my dog agrees with you, Shane. But, hey, Shane, we do actually have a clip here from Brian Kelly, one of the few clips we got. They coming off a scrimmage here on Wednesday. I just wanted to plug this while we had it. Brian Kelly talks about the quarterbacks in the scrimmage. Sounds like he really liked what Jaden Daniels brought to the table. He calls out one of the senior receivers, Shane. Jeray Jenkins needs to step up in that leadership. I thought
that's it.
This was interesting. And then also demanding but not demeaning is the goal down there in Baton Rouge. I love this message. And
we're the opposite.
And I love the fact that, hey, he's not backing down from national championship expectations because that is the standard in Baton Rouge.
Absolutely.
What did you see, I guess, individually out of your two quarterbacks today that you liked and things you thought might need to get better?
Yeah, so we do a well better learned every day. You know, I thought what they did well was distribute the football timely, protected themselves. I thought yesterday we made some untimely errors. We threw a couple of interceptions in the red zone, which, you just can't turn the ball over. I thought that they were very good with the football today. I don't like talking about managing because managing gets, a definition of, they're just, doing well enough to get by. They were smart with the football today. They made plays. And I thought did a really good job of operating. So I think in particular, I thought the ball came out of Daniel's hand really well today, especially off the RPOs. It was accurate. I thought Nuss made some really good reads off of zone read action, which has been one of the things that we've been working on. So in particular, those two things for each one of them.
Back here. Yes. Dre Jenkins flashed several times today. How have you seen him just progress so far through camp and coming in as a senior, maybe taking some leadership of that room?
Yeah, that's a good question. I wish he would take more of a leadership role. You hear me, Dre? Can he hear me? He'll hear me, won't he? He will? Okay. I think he will. Yeah, I mean, we need, that leadership. And it comes from consistency. Will he hear that too? I think so. Yeah. So that's what we're looking for, what we saw today. Consistency every single day, being the same guy. He's a great kid. We just need that every single day. If we can get that from him every day, that room's going to be in really good shape.
And also looking at the way that you guys are coaching your players, there's a lot of intensity behind the way that you guys are coaching them. Why is it so important to have that mentality in practice now?
Well, we're demanding. We're never demeaning. You can hear it by the way we talk to our guys. There's no cursing, and we're never going to be demeaning to our players. But we're demanding. This is about graduating all of our players and winning a national championship, and you can't do that if you're just sitting on your hands out there. So we're going to challenge our players. That's why they're here at LSU. They want to win a championship too. So we're going to be demanding, do it the right way, and do it within the right, positive coaching environment, and make sure they know that we still love them, but we're gonna push them to be their very best.
Now, this is probably going to be easy, and this is cheating a little bit, but the Mississippi schools,
yeah,
you cannot make a valid case to me that it's anything other but than each other in that Egg Bowl game and everything that goes into it. Do you agree or disagree?
I would agree. I think the Ole Miss Arkansas is a cute, it was ESPN top five must watch.
Right.
You can probably make a case for that. Mississippi State, I'm Memphis right now. You know what I'm saying? I hate what that outcome. So, but no, I think the obvious answer is the Egg Bowl. It's these two teams. They hate each other. It's to win the state, and it's bragging rights all year long.
Mm-hmm. And for Missouri, Shane, hey, I agree with your other pick. Arkansas is got to be the big rival for the Missouri Tigers, and all the back and forth with those fan bases. It's so interesting to me, Shane, that Missouri had such a long streak against Arkansas, yet Arkansas fans were like, well, that's not even a good game. But it's like, well, they were owning you till here recently. So, I understand all the backstory of it being manufactured and fans hate that garbage. But this seems like every year it ratchets up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I can. And that's why I went to it. And maybe Arkansas doesn't see it. You made some good points there. Maybe they don't see it quite as much as a rivalry as we do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, man. You talk to either one of them, they're so quick to make fun of each other. And that's when I know it sounds stupid, but any tweet that we ever put out, it's funny. Just I get caught in these little group fights, and I have to mute the conversation because, they're going back and forth at each other. And it just, I love the passion that they have against each other. And that's why I'm all about the rivalry in this one.
Yeah. All right. How about South Carolina, Shane? Again, you could make a case for a number of programs, but ever since that old Stoops opened his mouth, man, I got to go Kentucky. And I know this is one that South Carolina has, they lost 7 of the last 8. I get it. It's not been terribly competitive here lately. But right now, if you're South Carolina, I think this is the goal. Realistically, you want to win the East, but the goal is not to win the East right now. The goal is to leapfrog teams like Kentucky and Missouri and gradually get to that top of the East. And you cannot do it without reclaiming dominance in this series. What's your take for South Carolina?
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you there. The Clemson thing, it's hard to just ignore it in the room, but mm-hmm. the games haven't been close.
Right.
I think it's a little bit more heated this year because I think there's a lot of Gamecock fans thinking they're going in with a better shot.
Mm-hmm.
So you could make the case that, this rivalry is starting to heat back up. But at this moment, with the shots at Kentucky, the shots at Florida Gators, this is another one. This is like the East version of LSU, in my opinion. We've got a program that is, has been beat up on for a few years, and they're ready to play. And I think we're going to, at the end of this season, I think there'll be a little separation in the games that mean more for the Gamecock Nation.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about Tennessee? This was a tough one too for me, Shane.
We hate them all, Mike. We hate them all.
This is another one kind of like Arkansas, Missouri, where it feels like Tennessee fans don't want to say this, but hell, I think Kentucky is top of the list right this moment. Who do you got for Tennessee?
You're right, man. It's back and forth. It's between two teams. It's between Florida Gators mm-hmm. and Kentucky Wildcats. I think Tennessee doesn't want to admit sometimes. You talk to fans, they don't want to admit that Kentucky is a rivalry.
Right.
They've been trying to climb this Florida mountain for such a long time. But I think there was such a bad taste in their mouth from last year, losing, and then Florida, the wheels falling off and saying, even in a bad year, we couldn't even beat them. Right. I think if you were to poll the audience right now, though, Tennessee hates Florida, but they really hate, I don't even know the right answer because I'm trying to think. I'm like, damn, I want to beat Kentucky because I enjoy all of their bourbon that they send me.
Yep.
That's always nice. You know, the free alcohol that I've been getting. Yep. Not to mention, when I send a tweet out, I get caught in little banters with Kentucky fans all the time, you know? So, me personally, I think that Kentucky is the rivalry. But I think if you polled the audience, the volunteer fans, would say the Florida Gators.
Okay. I'm fine with either one. Now, how about A&M, Shane? I think, right or wrong, I think it's got to be Alabama right now. What about you?
Who's that again?
Texas A&M, biggest rival at the moment.
Yeah, until Texas get over here, it's definitely Alabama. I still love the hate for the horns down. You know, those tweets never get old. But
if we were just basing it on social media, then yes, Texas is the answer for sure.
Yeah, yeah, they love to – anything that could go wrong. Did you see the car out front of the campus, and then they got a break and tickets in the front? I mean, it's anything, everything that Texas A&M can do to put down the Longhorns are going to do it. But the fact of the matter is – A&M has got one team circled, and it's Alabama Crimson Tide. They beat them last year.
Yep.
I'm not saying they got their number, but you do it 2 years in a row, people start taking recognition. People are going to start recognizing Texas A&M as a legit powerhouse in the West. And I think that's the rivalry.
Yeah, and credit Robert Behrens. He's the one that –
Hey, Mike. Uh-huh. My video just stopped.
Oh, okay.
You're going to be up all night, man. You're going to ask me, so next time, won't you zoom out? Your mic's not close enough. I can't hear anything. Because here's the deal, man. I got my mic on the left side. I got the camera on the right. So do I look at the camera and talk to the mic? So I'm kind of like twisted up. So
I got you.
We're going to get through this, guys. This is why we release it on a Thursday, you know, because there ain't shit in the news. We can kind of play around with it. But I promise I'll get it down for long, man.
All right. You good on your end?
Yeah, I think I'm good.
Okay. Last team here, Shane, Vanderbilt. And again, hey, you may mock this selection, but hey, we heard Mike Wright down there at SEC Media Days. He won't even say the word Tennessee Volunteers, yeah. Shane. He calls them the Orange Team. And those Vanderbilt Commodores, they got to hear about the Vols all year long. I think the biggest rival for Vanderbilt, aside from relevance, is Tennessee. What do you say?
Oh, man, why you do that? This is... Was it demanding and demeanor or whatever? you just going off on them. So I think you're right. Vandy remembers the good old days.
Yeah,
no, they remember those 2-3 seasons that they had, and they were able to beat the Tennessee Volunteers. They'd like to have those back, and I think that's what Clark's trying to do, is protect the borders. And if he can shut down and lock down Tennessee, then he's got something. But they got a long ways to go before they beat that big orange. Here, let me get my cup up here again. Yep. I'm out of beer.
Well, Shane, I guess that's a perfect place to stop, because if you ain't got a beer, that's when you call it quit. So you got anything else before we hop off the line?
Yeah, you guys usually can't tell, but then I'm like, hey, Mike, can we speed this thing up? You know, no, I'm good. No, it's good. It's good to get on here. You know, it's a work in progress, but I'm excited, man. We're so pumped up. We were just talking about the show yesterday. If you didn't catch it, Mike was talking about the top five games. And I was talking about Tennessee's, and I went through like three of them that I just, no, that's in my top five. That's my, I'm just so pumped up for college football, man. I watch anything. I just want it in my veins. So, I'm ready. We're one day closer, baby. One day closer.
Yeah, and don't forget, Twitter Spaces tweeted out about it. You can set a reminder. We're going to be doing that Friday evening, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, talking some SEC football. Cousin Shane, the Flying Hawaiian, and working on getting some guests to join the line. So cannot wait to see how that goes, brother. But I appreciate you. As always, I appreciate each and every one of you. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right. See you guys. Go Balls. All right, Mike, I'm going to give you a couple of facials here. You know, I know how you like those. You're this one. You got plenty coming to you, Mike. You're going to be like,